弟兄们，主里面平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
啊，感谢主，让我们能够在一起来敬拜神，来聆听神的话语。
We thank our Lord for coming together, worship, and hearing His words.
我们啊，一起来做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们向你献上满心的感谢。
O Lord, we present to you all our heartfelt thanks.
我们谢谢神，你所赐给我们的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation you have given us.
主，我们也谢谢你，你赐给我们每一天丰盛的恩典。
O Lord, we thank you for giving such abundant blessings every day.
主，我们能够来到主你的殿中来敬拜你，也是神你所赐给我们的福分。
O Lord, it is a blessing that we may come to your word to worship you.
感谢主，你借着主耶稣基督的受死，主耶稣基督的宝血，让我们信靠主的人罪得赦免，让我们能够得到主的生命在我们里面。
We thank you for those who we believe in our Lord because of our Lord Jesus' precious blood, that our sins may be forgiven and that we may worship Him.
主圣灵在我们当中运行，主啊，你自己引导我们来学习啊，聆听你的话。
May the Spirit move in our midst so that we know how to listen to your words.
求主你以讲的、听的，同样能够在从你话语当中得到造就、得到勉励。
May the ones who speak and those who listen be edified in your words together.
主也与我们翻译的弟兄同在。主，同样的，主，我们所传讲的都是出于神你自己的话。
May you also be with the translators. What we have spoken are all words of our Lord.
我们把一切荣耀归给神。
We give all the glory to our Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 大家都知道我是在马来西亚长大的。
You may also know that I grew up in Malaysia.
我还记得当我小时候我们那个市镇常常停电。
I remember when I was little in our city, sometimes we lose power.
没有电灯真的是很麻烦。
When there's no electricity, it's really a big trouble.
在座有一些从国内来，如果你是从住在乡下的，你大概也有我这样的同感。
You may have the same experience if you came from the countryside of China.
晚上活动真的是很不方便。
It's very inconvenient to try to work at night.
所以我们家里常常的准备了一些小一些蜡烛。
So we have prepared candles.
在最黑的没有夜光的晚上，我能够体认就是一根小蜡烛它的光或者是灯光的宝贵。
In the darkest night, I can really appreciate how precious the light comes from a little candle.
我想你们也有这个经历哈。
I'm sure you have such experiences.
有了光，活动也方便多了。
When there is light, it's easier for us to act.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？神给我们基督徒，我们的生活有一个目标。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know God gave us a purpose in our life?
这个目标就是要我们在神的家里面成为一根蜡烛。
The purpose for us to be a candle in the family of God.
哥罗西书是保罗写信给哥罗西的信徒，他要劝勉他们如何生活在一个世俗、一个异教徒的一个环境当中。
The book of Galatians is Paul written for the believers how to live in the world of pagans.
虽然经过2000多年，这个圣经的教导仍然的对我们今天的基督徒仍然的是有功效。
Even though it's been some 2000 years, the Bible teaching is still effective today to us.
我们今天也是活在一个充满罪恶的一个黑暗的一个时代里面。
We also live in the darkness is full of sin.
许多不义不法的事。
There are many evil unrighteousness.
人来来往往，却没有一个目标，没有一个希望。
People come and go without a hope, without a purpose.
我们成为基督徒的，我们怎么样能够在这个世代里面，我们能够把主耶稣基督的福音能够带进 众人当中。
As Christians, how can we bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus into the public?
神怎么样改变了我们的生命？我相信神也要借助我们基督徒来把这个盼望，把这个生命，那个永恒的生命带入到这个世界。
How God changed us, I also believe God will use us to bring the hope and eternal life into this world.
每一个基督徒，每个属于主的儿女，我们要把神爱世人的真理把它表达出来。
All children of God, we shall bring out the truth that God loves so loved the world, make it public.
把神的真理表达出来的意思就是活出主基督的新生命。
So to bring the truth means we live out a life with new life.
有了这个新生命，
when you have a new life,
你把它活出来的时候，
when you live it out,
人就会看见，
then people will see
主耶稣基督那福音，主耶稣基督那救恩的真理。
Then they will see the truth of the Lord's gospel and the truth.
所以你可能问，在每日生活里面，我们如何彰显主耶稣基督的新生命呢？
So you may ask, how can we show the new life of our Lord Jesus?
我想保罗写给哥罗西信徒的，今天我们也来从这段经文里面，我们来一起的来学习怎么样活出主耶稣基督的新生命。
So today we can learn how to live out the true life of Jesus through what Paul has written for the believers in Colossians.
从第四章第二节到第六节里面，记得有三句这个命令词哈，他说你们要。
Between verses 2 and 6, there are three commands. It says, you ought to.
第一句我们来看，就是从第二节啊，他说你们要警醒祷告。
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful.
你们啊，第二节，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
So that's in the verse 2. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
恒切的祷告就是持续的、坚持的，在那里不断的、不灰心的祷告。
It means you're going to pray insistently, consistently, and without distracting yourself.
换句话说，祷告是基督徒的一个生活的部分。
In other words, prayer is a part of a Christian life.
就好像我们每天我们需要吃饭，我们需要喝水。
Just like we need to eat, we need to drink.
我们需要不断的呼吸。
We need to breathe.
这些都是我们做人每一个人都需要有的。
This is what we need to be alive.
那我们看看当时候哥罗西他们的情况。
Let's see the situation of those days of the Colossians.
当时候那里有一些假教师，他们把一些违反圣经的教导，他们把这些宗教的这个仪式一切带到教会里面来。
In those days there were false teachers who brought in false teaching, the different type of ceremonial practices into the church.
宗教的传统像你不可摸、不可尝、不可触。
There are some of these idols that you're not supposed to touch, not supposed to taste.
还有一些神秘的主义，比如说来在那里来敬拜天使。
They also have some myths for how to worship angels.
保罗劝勉哥罗西教会的信徒，告诉他们这些规条是只做人的命令和教训而定的，是从人来的。
So Paul urged them to understand that those commands came from man.Is man-made.
这些人的命令跟教训呢，是让人放纵肉体，这些是没有任何价值的。
Those man-made teachings teach them to indulge themselves in their own desire. It has no use for them.
哥罗西信徒活在一个世俗的一个文化里面，还有在异教徒当中。
So the believers, in those days, they live in the pagan society, among the pagans.
还有这些假教师来攻击他们所信的那个纯正的道。
And the false teachers came attack the truth that they believed.
这些假教师要借助人的教导来取代基督在基督徒生命当中的地位。
So those false teachers replaced the God, Jesus' position with the false teachings of men.
每个基督徒, 主耶稣基督要成为我们生命当中在凡事上面都居首位。
So Jesus Christ should be in the high priority in all of our activities and our lives.
所以呢,在这种的情况底下,保罗就写信给哥罗西信徒,他说,你们要恒切祷告,并且要警醒。This
is why Paul wrote to the Colossians, devote yourselves and be watchful in prayer.
祷告能够帮助我们,使我们的那个属灵的生命,使我们的心灵能够苏醒。
So prayer can help us and can revive our soul.
这不但是保罗对我们的这个劝勉,
this is not only the advice from Paul.
马太福音第26章36节那里, 我们知道这个是主耶稣在克西马尼园的那一段时间, 他有一段的故事。
In Matthew 26, verse 36, which is an example of Jesus' teaching in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣知道他要为世人死的时间已经近了，所以呢，他心里面非常的愁烦。Jesus
knew at that time the time for him to die for the world is near, so he's troubled.
所以他跟他的门徒一起到克西马尼园一个安静的地方，在那里能够向父神祷告。
That's why he went with the disciples to a quiet place in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray to the Father.
当他祷告的时候,
when he was praying,
门徒在睡觉,
so disciples fell asleep.
耶稣祷告完第一次回来,见到门徒在睡觉,
so after he prayed the first time, he came back, he saw the disciples were sleeping.
他就叫醒他们,
he woke them up,
叫他们要警醒,要祷告,
ask them to be watched and pray.
然后耶稣又离开,单独的在那里,这个向父神在祷告。
Then Jesus left, went to pray to the Father again.
圣经告诉我们,第二次他又去祷告,又来见他的门徒睡着了。
So after the second time he came back, the disciples fell asleep again.
因为他们的眼睛困倦。
Because their eyes were tired.
然后第三次耶稣回来了，耶稣怎么说呢？他说，看到他们，他就说，你们仍然睡觉安歇吗？
After the third time, when Jesus came, he said, are you still sleeping and resting?
耶稣有一句话,
there was one phrase.
不但是像门徒说的，今天也是像 许许多多跟随他的人说的。
Not only to, he said that to the disciples, but also to today, anyone who follows Jesus.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
应当警醒祷告,免得陷入试探,你们心灵虽然愿意,肉体却是软弱的。
So watch and pray that you may not fall into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the body is weak.
这个世界的诱惑是非常厉害。
The temptation of this world is great.
这个世界也充满着不义的事,不法的事。
This world is full of unlawful things and not useful things.
如果我们在属灵里面是沉睡的,我们很容易的 就陷入到这个世界里面,就跟他们打成一片。
If we fall asleep in spirit, then we will be just falling into the world, be with them.
这就一个 是一个基督徒属灵这个沉睡的一个 光景。
So that is the situation of a Christian who fell asleep.
到最后我们就看到基督徒放纵失意。
Then we can see the Christians who indulge themselves in their desires.
活在罪里面。
They live in sin.
仍然不觉得痛苦忧伤。
Yet they don't feel sad, they are not worried.
你知道结果是什么吗？
You know what's the results of that?
雅各书第四章第四节里面告诉我们，淫乱的人啊，你们不知道以世俗为友就是以神为敌的吗？
So in James 4:4 it says, You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
所以以世俗为友的就成了神的敌人。
So whoever befriend with the world become enemies of God.
这个是一个很危险，也是一个对我们来说是一个很严重的警告。
So this is a very dangerous and it's a very serious warning for us.
基督徒，我们信主了以后，我们有一个新的生命在我们里面。
As a Christian, after we become believers, we have new lives in us.
祷告叫我们的灵心灵能够苏醒，能够叫我们眼睛能够离开这个世界，能够转向天上的事。
So prayer will make our spirits be revived, so we may turn away from the world but toward heaven.
我们知道这些truck driver 啊，或者是开那个卡车的，或者是开巴士的司机，他们在工作的时间是有一个限制的。
You know those bus drivers and the truck drivers, they have a limit amount of time when they can work.
有好几次，这个我们在高速公路开车的时候，有时候看到一些卡车啊，你会看到它晃来晃去，晃来晃去。
Have you seen many times on the freeway? You see the trucks that waves on the freeway.
不但是带给他生命的危险，他因为不够睡眠、不够警醒，也带给他周围的人有生命的危险。
So lack of sleep and not being watchful not only brings danger to themselves, it also brings danger to the people around them.
所以呢，保罗在这里劝勉信徒，我们要恒切祷告，警醒。
That's why Paul teach disciples to pray insistently and be watchful.
再加上感恩。
And give thanks.
感恩是我们对神的一种的这个敬拜。
Give thanks is a way of our worship of God.
我们看到保罗他提醒哥罗西教会要祷告的时候，第四章第三节那里他说你也要为我们祷告。
In verse 3 he asked the believers in Colossians says and pray for us too.
保罗我们看到从哥罗西教会哥罗西书信里面的话，他常常还有我们看到以巴佛他也是天天为哥罗西的信徒来祷告。
So we can see Paul prays for the disciples and believers daily.
在保罗书信的最后这段话里面，他劝勉信徒要为他们祷告。
Toward the end of this epistle, he asked them to pray for him too.
所以祷告不但是我们基督徒我们生活的部分，保罗在这里也让我们看见基督徒当中我们一起生活的时候彼此祷告也是我们一个很关键的一个事情。
So not only we should pray ourselves, but Paul let us see we should pray for each other.
在这里保罗说为他们祷告，祷告什么呢？
So what did Paul ask them to pray for him?
保罗要他们特别的为传福音的机会来祷告。
So Paul wants them to pray for the opportunity they can proclaim the gospel.
传福音跟传福音的机会。
So to proclaim and the opportunity to proclaim.
为什么？
Why?
传福音不是一件很容易的事情。
To spread the gospel is not easy.
保罗因着传福音的缘故呢，他就被捆锁。
Because of his work to proclaim the gospel, he was in chains.
生活当中受到许许多多的逼迫跟苦难。
He has faced the trials and the persecution in his life.
还有，传福音不是人的工作。
In other words, to preach the gospel is not the work of man.
是神借着人把他的福音能够传遍地极。
It's God proclaim his gospel throughout the world through man.
所以保罗知道，如果是靠他自己的才干，靠着他自己的能力，他不能够支持多久。
So Paul knows, according to his own ability, he cannot sustain long.
如果靠着他自己的能力，他是没有办法结什么的果子。
If he used according to his own ability, he cannot bear any fruit.
所以呢，他要信徒跟他一起同工，在祷告上面跟他一起同工，请求那位庄稼的主给他们打开传福音的门。
That's why he wants his co-workers to pray with him so that the Lord of harvest may open the door for them.
当我们祷告的时候，
As we pray,
当我们为这个世上的这个灵魂祷告的时候，
When we pray for the souls of the world,
同样的，神会来提醒我们，神会让我们能够看见这个传福音的机会。
God will also let us see the opportunity to spread the gospel.
当我在这个最近在分享这篇信息，我是在我们母会在我们教会也分享这篇信息的时候，那时候我在看这个一月份有一个地震，二月份有一个地震，三月份有一个地震。
When I was shared this message in my own church, I realized that there were earthquake in January, there was an earthquake in February, and an earthquake in March.
然后好像每一个月都有至少一次或两次的大地震。
As if every month there was either one or two earthquakes.
我们周围所发生的事情到底对我们传福音有没有任何的这个关系呢？
So the things that happens in our surroundings, will that affect how we proclaim the gospel?
我们周围所发生这些事件到底有没有一些属灵的这个意思在里面呢？
So the things that happen in, are there any spiritual meanings?
最近在新疆也有一个大地震哈。
There's a big earthquake in 新疆。
今天我们中国人家庭里面都有很多这个中文电视台哈。
Many of our families have a Chinese television.
所以我们常常都看到这些天灾人祸这些的事情。
We often see the disasters that happen.
那有没有朋友或者是你的亲戚跟你讨论或者是跟你反映这些所发生的事情呢？
Has any of your friends or relatives discussed with the things that are happening?
那我们怎么样连接在把这些事情连到我们的信仰上面呢？
So how do we make connections between the things that's happening and our belief?
路加福音22章11节那里说，到处必有大地震、饥荒和瘟疫。
So in Luke it says, there will be earthquakes, there will be famines, and there will be illness.
天上必有恐怖又极大的这个异兆。
So in heaven there are going to be signs of trials.
越来越多。
There will be increasing number.
这些天灾人祸越来越厉害。
These disasters will be getting more and more serious.
到底这些异兆带给我们基督徒有什么的信息？
So this kind of disaster, what message is bringing to us as Christians?
圣经所说的是不是真的？圣经所说的每一句话是不是真实的？
Is every word of the Bible true?
如果是真的，
If it is true,
就让我们知道主要来的日子近了,
then you teach us that the day of the Lord's coming is near.
这跟祷告有什么关系呢?
So what, how does this relate to prayer?
当我们祷告的时候, 让我们心灵对属灵的事情更加的敏感,
so as we pray, we become more sensitive to spiritual matters.
让我们也能够借助这个神的话语, 怎么样的来向我们的亲戚, 我们的朋友来传福音。
So we can learn how to share the gospel with our friends, our relatives, according to the Bible.
我们生活里面有许许多多的情况, 我们生命里面的, 我们所遇见的一些大小的事情。
There are many things that happen to us in our lives.
不是叫我们信徒担忧,
it's not to teach us disciples to worry.
乃是叫我们更加的警醒, 让我们更看到神话语的真实。
So we can be more alert and to realize how true are God's word.
这些事情, 这些事件能够帮助我们, 能够使我们在交谈的时候切入。
So these things will help us in our conversation to bring in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
求神帮助我们, 让我们能够看见神为我们所开传道的门。
May God help us to see that God has opened the door for us to proclaim His words.
先讲基督的救恩。
Let's talk about, first we talk about salvation of Christ.
世人若不认罪悔改, 信靠耶稣, 我们知道圣经告诉我们, 他们将来必要灭亡。
The Bible teaches us, if we do not repent, if we do not accept our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall all vanish.
基督徒, 我们如何活出新生命, 就是要恒切的祷告。
So as Christians, how do we live our new life? We need to pray incessantly.
很可惜, 在我们今天北美的教会, 我们看到祷告会或者是 我们看到祷告会出席的人数, 我们就知道反映出, 信徒对, 祷告的这个操练。
So it's a pitiful thing to look at the North American churches. The number of people showed up for prayer meetings is very minimal.
或者是我们对祷告的那种的热忱, 我们对祷告的那种的恒心, 真的是让我们觉得很惭愧。
It also makes us feel ashamed of our lack of zealousness in our prayer.
2000年前, 圣灵的感动, 借着保罗来劝勉哥罗西的信徒, 同样的这一句话, 今天也能够应用在我们信徒的生命里面。
So 2,000 years ago, the Spirit moved Paul to advise the believers in Colossians. And today, it still also applies to us.
我们继续接下来来看第二句,你们要。
Let's look at the second, what you ought to do.
你们要有善行。
You ought to have a good deed.
到第五节。 第四章第五节, 你们要把握时机, 用智慧与外人来往。
So be wise,
verse 5.
Chapter 4, verse 4, right? So verse 4 is, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak.
Walk in wisdom, 第五节, 第四章第五节,
it's verse 5. So it's walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time.
保罗很清楚知道, 虽然那个哥罗西教会不是保罗所建立的, 可是他很清楚知道, 哥罗西信徒, 他们是活在这个世俗化的社会里面, 还有, 在异教徒当中。
So Paul knows the church in Colossians was not he established, but he knows the people lived in sin and among the pagans.
信徒需要跟邻居有交往, 需要跟朋友有交往, 需要跟同事有交往。
So the believers ought to have interaction with neighbors, with people, and with co-workers.
第五节里面, 保罗英文里面的话就是 conduct 所以呢它是以动词它是一个命令式的动词为主
so in the verse 5 there's a verb so it's a command of an action
所以呢这个动词呢就是行走的意思
so the verb is to walk
保罗要对信徒说你们要用智慧行走在外人中间就是不信主的人中间
So Paul told them to walk with wisdom among the outsiders
换一句话说保罗在这里劝勉信徒你们当你们活在这个外邦人当中你们要有一个好行为
So in other words he taught those believers if they live among the pagans you ought to have good deeds
所以他用行在智慧中就是行在智慧里面的意思
That's what he meant by walk in wisdom
什么是智慧呢
So what is wisdom
在哥罗西书第一章第九节二十八节还有二章三节三章十六节我会把这些经节的意思能够告诉你们
So I will tell you some of the meanings of wisdom that was in the book of Colossians
智慧在第一章第九节保罗说愿你们借着一切属灵的智慧和悟性可以充分明白神的旨意然后呢使你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上多结果子更加认识神
So in verse 9 chapter 1 and verse 10 it says From the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work.
那是哥罗西书第一章第九节到第十节那里然后三章十六节智慧是有关耶稣基督的话跟耶稣基督的教导
So that was chapter 1 verse 9 and 10 In chapter 3 the wisdom referring to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ
所以呢用智慧与外人来往的意思就是保罗他希望他也期望这些信徒能够有一个好行为在外邦人当中有好名声
So Paul wants them to have good deeds among the outsiders so that they may have a good reputation
那怎么有好名声怎么有好行为呢就是要活出主耶稣基督的要活出神的智慧神的智慧就是包括神的旨意明白神的旨意然后呢凡是神所喜悦的事还有加上基督的话语跟他的教导
So to have how you have a good deed or good reputation is to live out the word which means you understand the God's words God's teaching and also the teachings of the Lord Jesus
所以换一句话说认识耶和华是智慧的开端
So in other words To know the Lord is the beginning of wisdom
那我们的智慧是从哪里来呢我们的智慧不是从属世的人的教导或者是人的规条而来的
So where did our wisdom come from? It's not from teachings of the people, our man
信徒如果你要有智慧你就要好好的去学习好好的去查考神的话语
So as a believer, if you want to have wisdom, you have to carefully study the Bible, to study God's words.
保罗在另外一处的经文，腓立比书二章十五节，他那里这样说，好使你们无可指责，纯正无邪，在这弯曲乖谬的世代中，做神没有瑕疵的儿女，你们要在这世代中发光，好像天上的光体一样。
So that's in the Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as light in the world.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们每日的生活，我们在家庭里面，我们在工作，我们的单位上面，都是见证耶稣的机会。
So in our everyday life, in our family, in our work, we have to give testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
世人在那里观看，世人在那里看我们的一举一动，世人在看你我的行事为人。
So the world is watching us, is watching our behavior, every action we have, is watching us how to live our life.
我们怎么样对待其他的人？我们怎么样对待我们的配偶？我们怎么样对待我们的朋友？
How do we treat others? How do we treat our spouses? How do we treat our friends?
我们怎么样对待在主里面的弟兄姐妹？
How do we treat brothers and sisters in Christ?
我们的工作态度是否与跟他们不一样？
Is our ways of working different from theirs?
我们这个我们教导的孩子的方式是不是跟他们不一样？
Do we teach our children differently?
不要成为世人的绊脚石。
Don't become stumbling blocks of the world.
如果要在这个世代中发光，我们就要常常行在主的光中。
If we want to shine in the world, we ought to live in the light of our Lord.
我们要自己省察我们自己的行为。
We need to examine our behaviors.
我们活在世上要荣耀神而活。
We live to glorify God.
所以一个活出主基督生命的人是有个好的行为。
So the one who can live out our Lord Jesus Christ,He has good deeds.
就像刚才我们所读的，保罗告诉我们，在一切善事上多结果子。
In other words, just like Paul said, bear fruit in all good things.
更加认识神。
To know more of God.
你自己的生命，你的生命是否在这乖谬、弯曲这世代当中成为光？
Is your life a light in this crooked world?
基督徒的生活不单是我们的行为，也包括我们的言语。
So the these of our of a Christian, not only how we act, but also how we speak.
第三句，你们要，就是你们要，你们的话要常常温和。
So the third.That says that you ought to speak wisely.
温和或者是和气，两个都是同样的意思，都是从一个恩惠这个字根所出来的。
So the meaning of this came from the same root word of
grace.
Being wise.
Grace.
Yeah. Came from the same root word of grace.
所以温和跟和气呢，是带作恩惠。
So it means when you speak with grace.
不但带有神的恩典，也带有人的恩惠在里面的意思。
Not only you have the grace of God, but also you have the grace of man.
这是不容易啊。
So this is not easy.
想一想，如果人家说你好话，你心里面会很高兴。
So if somebody who speak good terms of you, you would be happy.
如果人家说你坏话，
If they do, they speak evil of you.
这个我们老我，我们自然的反应就是我们想来纠正他，或者是我们想来跟他来斗过。
So our natural reaction is to correct him or to debate with him.
尤其是当人说到你个人的事情，或者是关于你家里的人的时候，你心里面会很愤怒。
Especially if they talk about you personally or about your family, you'll be very angry.
保罗告诉我们，我们基督徒，我们活在这个世代当中，我们的话语要带作恩惠。
So Paul teaches us that we as Christians, we ought to speak with grace.
什么叫做恩典呢？什么叫做这个恩惠呢？
So what is the meaning of grace?
恩典就是人家不该得的，就是得到的意思。
Is what you receive what you don't deserve.
恩惠也包括一些这个好的动听的一些这个美好的言语。
It also includes some good words.
能够吸引人的。
Can attract people.
舌头是一个很难这个控制的身体中的一个部分。
So the tongue is part of the body, very difficult to control.
雅各书那里告诉我们三章第十节，他说我们同一张嘴竟然又称颂主又咒主人，我的弟兄们啊，这是不应该的。
So in James chapter 3 verse 10 it says, from the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be.
所以呢，当保罗说到你们的话要常带温和。
So when Paul says in your words you should of grace，
这个跟我们从雅各书那里要控制我们的舌头非常非常这个有一个关系。
So this is very much related to what in James says we need to control our tongue.
箴言25章11节，一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。
So in the proverb says, a word spoke fitly is like the apple of gold in a setting of silver.
你想一想，金苹果在银网子里，你听到的时候你就知道的，因为这些你会感觉到它的它的那个它的美丽。
So apples of gold in a setting of silver. When you hear that, you know how good it means it.
有位圣经的这个解经家这样子的来形容。
One commentator said this.
当我们注意我们的行为、我们的言语的时候
，When we pay attention to our deeds and our words.
我们可以把这些外人对基督徒的疑心这些的拦阻把它移掉除掉。
So we can remove the doubts people may have for Christians.
当我们把人的疑心这个除掉的时候呢，这个能够帮助我们让人能够更愿意更乐意的来接受来听我们所传讲的福音。
So once we can remove their doubts, it's easier for them to be more willing to listen, accept the gospel.
基督徒，我们怎么样能够活出主的新生命呢？就是我们要在我们的言语，在我们的言语跟行为上面，我们要见证我们的主。
So how do we live as Christians? The new life of our Christ is to give testimony to the Lord.In our words and in our deeds.
我们的朋友、我们的同事、我们的家人在看我们的生活。
Our friends, our co-workers, and our families are watching how we live.
基督徒，我们是世上的光和盐。
So as Christians, we are the salt and the light of the world.
我们要借助我们的光让人能够没有拦阻的来到主的面前。
Through our light and our salt there will be no barrier for people coming to the Lord.
我们怎么样能够活出这个光呢？
How will you live out the light?
恒切祷告。
Insistent prayer.
我们要有善行。
So we have good deeds.
我们的话要常常温和。
So our words ought to be often graceful.
这就是保罗2000年前他劝勉哥罗西信徒。
This is what Paul advised the believers of the Colossians.
今天如果我们要在这个世上成为光成为盐，我们必须要按照神的教导去做。
Today, if we want to be salt and light of the world, we ought to live according to God's teaching.
我们来想一想。
So let us think.
今天为什么我不能够成为光，成为盐呢？
Why can I not be the salt and light?
是不是缺少了祷告，祷告的生活？
Is that, that I'm lacking prayer life?
是不是因为有罪在我们生命里面？
Is there sin in our life?
是不是因为我们的舌头常常绊倒别人
？Because our tongues become stumbling blocks for others.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们来到神的面前。
We come before God.
神是有恩惠跟慈爱。
Our God is full of mercy and love.
神也会赦免我们一切的过犯。
God will forgive all our transgressions.
我们已经有神的生命在我们里面。
We already have God's life in us.
我们要竭力的活出主基督的新生命，让世人能够看见主耶稣。
We ought to live out the new life of our Lord Jesus, so the world may see our Lord.
希望保罗这段的话也成为我们每个人的鼓励。
May the words of Paul become encouragement for all of us.
谢谢陈。